Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Well, welcome everybody to my Sunday edition of Psychic View. I seem to have chosen the two best dates to do this program. Remember that I'm doing the program still on Mondays until the end of July. So I have, I think, two more Mondays until July is over. But just want to let you know that the program will officially change to Sundays and Wednesdays as of August 1st. So I really appreciate y'all taking the time to tune in here with me on Sunday. And I want to talk to you about sort of the thought for the week. I didn't pull a card, but I was up at the crack of dawn this morning. I decided, because Smith's here in Las Vegas was having a sale on blueberries. Sorry, I need a drink of water. Hold on. So I bought, they had these two 32-ounce baskets of blueberries on sale for $5. Two for $5. So I got this wild hair that was up at about 5:45 this morning, all fired up to make blueberry pie. So I made a blueberry pie. I'll be posting on Twitter later if you all are even interested in taking a peek at it. But yeah, it was really cool. So while I was making the blueberry pie, totally into it. I wasn't thinking about anything but making the blueberry pie. I was fully present in making this pie. So it's probably going to taste especially good because it had, you know, pure presence mojo right in the pie. Well, while I was making the pie, it occurred to me that the universe is always working for you, always working for you. And I'll give you an example. I always forget to print out my Hobby Lobby coupon when I go to the Hobby Lobby store. I always forget to do that. So I parked my car, and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to have to pay full price for what I need to go in there and get. And that's okay. I mean, I needed to buy the stuff, so I was going to go ahead and pony up the extra, you know, 40% to get it. Well, there was a shopping cart that somebody had sort of abandoned. So I grabbed the shopping cart, and in the shopping cart, somebody had thoughtfully put three extra copies of the printed out 40% off coupon, which was still valid on the moment I was walking into the store. So I ended up taking all three of the copies, kept one for myself, left one in the cart, and gave one to a guy that was about to go in the store. What's interesting is again, remember, the universe is always working for you. Even if things don't seem to be going the way you want them to, maybe it's just an indication that you're not supposed to be paying attention in that direction. Maybe it's just that. So what I want you to look at this week, your thought for the week, is pay attention to what seems to happen for you by coincidence. Pay attention to everything as though if it's actually totally designed for you. When you turn on the radio as you're driving to work tomorrow, you're driving to the store, wherever you're going, whatever first song comes on the radio, take the message of that song and apply it to yourself for the day. Take everything that's coming to you as a message. Interact with every person that you interact with as though they are a catalyst or they're giving you a message in some way. So what that does is it puts you in pure openness and pure receptivity, which is what I'd really like you all to concentrate on for this week. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 215 area code. Hello, 215. Who's this? Hello, 215. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. What's your first name?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. What's your question?
Hi. I've been seeing someone for about like a year and a half now, and I just wanted to know. It's kind of a vague question, but I kind of wanted to know where we're going to be going.
So one of the things that I want you to consider is that if you make a relationship like a relationship and not a relationship like it has a goal to it, usually the relationship becomes more authentic, all right? So I'm going to have you try, before I turn your cards over, I'm going to have you try something for the next 10 days. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Totally be yourself with this person for the next 10 days. Act as though this person's always going to be a part of your life. Be the person that if you were married, that you would still do the things you normally do. Because the right relationship actually feels more liberated when you're in it than when you're not in it. You actually feel more like yourself when you're in the relationship than otherwise. And so with this particular person, what I want you to do is I just want you to behave that everything is perfectly fine exactly the way it is. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to turn cards over for you, okay?
Okay.
But for the next 10 days, I don't want you to have the vibe of, where is this relationship going? Why haven't I had a proposal? All right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so I'm drawing 5 cards right now. What this is saying is that your partner here absolutely adores you. You just have to wait for the timing. Okay? You just have to be, it's divine timing. So here's the thing. Stop working so hard at it. So remember how I said just relax into yourself for the next 10 days? Stop working so hard at it. All right? It's going in the right direction. You're seeing him for exactly who he is. There's no question that he loves you.
Okay.
No question. You need to make the assumption that everything is perfect in the relationship right now. Now, what's interesting, I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you a story from personal experience, all right? I'd been dating my husband for a year and 9 months, and he hadn't brought up what's going to happen with the relationship. And I started getting all squirrely because, you know, almost 2 years. So then what I said to myself is, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. If nothing happens by the time we've been dating 2 years, which was three months later, if nothing happens by the time we've been dating 2 years, I'm just going to tell him, hey, maybe I'm not the one. You know, I love you. It's okay if we move on. I want to stay friends, you know, blah, blah, blah. I hadn't quite figured out how I was going to say it, but I basically put off the whole whack job sort of where's this relationship going speech for 3 months, all right? A week later, he proposed. A week later, he proposed. Okay? And it was because I didn't have that, I believe, it was because I didn't have that prickly energy around me of, where's this relationship going? How come he hasn't asked me to marry him? Seriously.
Right.
So that's what I need you to do.
Okay.
Especially the next 10 days.
Okay.
Just have fun with him. Treat him like he's your annoying little brother from time to time. Call him a goofball. Don't be so serious about him. Be very, I want you to be champagne.
Okay.
Effervescent, light, bubbly, but with some good serious flavor behind you.
Okay.
So I want you to be like good champagne, not cheap, crappy champagne. All right? Be a bottle of Cristal.
Okay.
And then when it gets to the point that he does propose, which I believe he will do before 2 years is up, by the way, but just the next 10 days, behave like this, you're going to notice a shift. And then when he does propose, you spend the extra money and get yourself a bottle of Cristal. All right, and that's your own private joke. All right, my friend.
All right.
Thanks for calling. See you later. All right,
all right,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
My name is Craig. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Craig. What's your question?
I had an interview in Indiana back on Wednesday, and it's a position that I've been seeking for quite some time. And I just want to know, do you see me getting that position?
Okay, first of all, did you send your handwritten thank you note?
Not yet.
Okay, do that today. Put it in the post today, okay? So it'll go out first thing tomorrow morning. So you're gonna write a handwritten thank you note to every single person that you have been in contact with so far. So it might be the couple people you interviewed with, and it may be the HR person, but whoever you've actually met in person, even if you met the receptionist at the company, I want you to send them all a thank you note. Okay?
Okay.
That is going to blow their mind. Especially if you send it to the receptionist, if you actually interacted with the receptionist. And what you say to the receptionist is, I just want to let you know, I really appreciated that you made me feel so welcomed, and I think you're awesome at your job.
Okay.
What's going to happen is she's going to go, hey, wait a minute, you got to hire this guy, Craig. I've never gotten a thank you note from a candidate before. And that's what she's going to say, all right? So what I'm getting here for you is that follow up in 4 days. So if you don't hear from them by Wednesday, because your thank you note should get to them by Tuesday or Wednesday, all right, you follow up on Thursday. And you follow up with the person you interviewed with, but with a phone call, all right? And you call during business hours, but not at the crack of dawn. So you call when it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock their time, all right? And you call and you leave a message something like, hi, it's me, Craig, calling from Las Vegas. I interviewed with you last week, and I just want to let you know it was a fantastic interview, and I really enjoyed meeting you all. And I wanted to call to follow up to see where you are in connection with this position. My phone number is blah, 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 and there you go. According to this, you get the job. But I'm asking you to do something that makes you stand out that nobody else will do, and that's writing the handwritten thank you notes, but including the receptionist in those handwritten notes. Because they're going to say, wow, this guy is the king of detail. He's the king of follow-up. We want this guy.
Okay.
Still there? Yeah, okay. So you
yeah,
go to the
here.
Hallmark. That's okay. Go to the Hallmark store today. By the way, you can re-listen to my broadcast in about an hour. So if you want to hear how I've worded those things, you can just replay it.
Okay.
So you don't have to like scribble like crazy to try and get exactly what I said. But you know the vibration that I'm asking you to put out there is that you were grateful for the interview. You'd really like to work for this company. It's a dream job for you. That's the vibration you're sending out there. Without you're doing it to get attention when you send these thank you notes. You're not doing it to beg for the job.
Okay.
So let me know what happens. I hope you call me next Sunday and let me know what happens. Actually, yeah, call me next Sunday. I'll make sure you get on the air.
Certainly.
All right, thanks, Craig.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – by the way, I'm going with these calls in order. So those of you that have been on hold, I will do my best to get to all of you because I'm telling you, the Sunday program, good timing because now I have calls filled up for the whole program, which I absolutely love. So I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
What's your first name?
Erica.
Oh, hey, Erica. What's your question?
My mom wants to start a business, but she doesn't really know, like, what to go for. So I was wondering if you were kind of able to guide us there.
Okay. What does your mom like to do?
I don't know. She's, like, really crafty.
Okay.
And creative.
I'm going to give you an idea for your mom. And it's something that occurred to me while I was making my blueberry pie today. All right, which is really funny because I figured, you know, I got this idea. It's not something that I'm going to personally do, although it would be fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want your mom to specialize in something to make that she becomes mm-hmm. sort of the queen of that, all right? And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. It may not be this, but this is the specific idea I got while I was making my blueberry pie today. Have mm-hmm. you ever heard of a salt pig?
No.
Okay. A salt pig is a container that you place next to your stove, and it either has a little spoon or it's pourable. Mm-hmm. So what it is it allows a cook to have access to more salt very quickly. If they're, you know, cooking something like they need a, you know, a big tablespoon of salt for a big pot of boiling water, or if they need salt for a recipe, they don't have to whip out the salt canister, which doesn't look very nice. They don't have to unscrew the top of the salt shaker to get their teaspoon of salt. They just use the salt pig. Now, there are two versions of a salt pig. They actually look like a pig. Some of them have a big open mouth that looks like a pig, all right? Others are actually shaped like a ceramic container, and there's a cork that goes in the back of the container, but the front of it, or the front of it is like a little spout. So I've seen the cutest salt pig I ever saw was a ceramic pig. It had a big cork in the back of it, so that's how you filled it with salt. But the salt poured from the snout of the pig, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it stayed really nice on someone's counter. It looked something really quirky. But you could do this salt pig in a variety of different animals. It's still called a salt pig, though. So look them up on mm-hmm. the internet. So the reason I'm bringing that up for your mom is that I want her to find something to specialize in where that's all she does. So I don't want her to do a variety of different things. I want her to specialize in one thing. And the cool thing about that is she can do it as an online or internet business, but she can also show up at craft fairs, you know, once or twice a month and sell them. And she doesn't sell them cheap because they're all handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? So
yeah.
What I'm telling you is that I agree that she needs to do something creative, but she needs to pick one thing that she specializes in. And the thing I got this morning was salt pig. So I'm not sure if I'm getting that specifically for your mom or to inspire mm-hmm. your mom to do something that maybe she does salt pigs and spoon rests to match. Maybe it's all mm-hmm. ceramics. But has your mom done anything with ceramics?
No, she just doesn't know, like, if to go with food or, like, just something material-wise, maybe blankets or, like, not the nice
no.
type of blankets.
I'm leaning more toward the food side, but I'm actually,
mm-hmm.
it's more unusual equipment for snooty chefs. Seriously.
Okay.
I want her to think about that. Because she could come up with some really cool things. And I'd like her to get her hands in some clay.
Okay.
Because I think she'd be amazed at what she could create. All right, my friend, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got something. Hold on. Do-do-do. Got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Felicia. How are you today?
Oh, hey, Felicia. What's your question?
My question is, I have an interview on this Thursday, and I'm actually put in for an application for another position that I was wondering if they're going to call me or would I get the position that I'm going for an interview for on Thursday.
Okay, so you have an interview coming up on Thursday or you already had the interview?
I have one coming up Thursday, and then I put in for a different position that I wanted, and I wanted to know if they had a call.
Okay,
I'm
going to do two little sets of cards here for you. I'm going to do three cards for the upcoming interview on Thursday, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
do three cards for the other one that, okay, it says the second job is the one you want more than the interview you're having on Thursday.
It is.
Okay, so having said that, I want you to go to the interview on Thursday as though
uh-huh.
it is to hone your interview skills and learn to ask amazingly good questions, all right? But I don't like, I'm going to say this tentatively, I'm not sure that the one on Thursday is the best fit. However, if and I think they may, offer you the job, I want you to take it, okay? I want you to accept it and say that you can start, you know, in a week, or you can start the following Monday, whenever it is. But the other job is the one you really want, okay? The thing is the other job is going to be slow-moving, connected to getting it, as opposed to the one you're interviewing on Thursday. So you need a job no matter what, all right? So it doesn't matter to me if you take this job that you're interviewing for on Thursday. It doesn't matter if you take that temporarily, because I know somebody that they end up looking for their next job as soon as they are hired at another job. So you're going to continue to look for the dream job even after you get the job, because I actually think they're going to offer you the job. So you go in and you act like confident, smart, that you can do the job. I want you to really try to get this job, the one on Thursday, okay? When they offer the job, I want you to accept it. But I also want you to start looking for that other job, the one that you just kind of threw your hat in the ring for, because that's the job you really want.
That's what I hone in on, working with juveniles and corrections and stuff like that.
That would be so good for you.
Well, this one I'm doing, too, on Thursday, that's working with children. It's like DCS, the Department of Children's Services. You know, that's with the kids and family as well. So, but the hiring is more with the juvenile.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that whatever job is presented to you first, you take it, okay?
Okay.
I actually think they're going to offer you the job that you interview for on Thursday. I want you to take it, but I still want you to apply for the other job.
I did.
Okay, so the thing is that it doesn't matter to me if you only work at this job that you had hired at on Thursday for 5 weeks. It doesn't matter to me if you're only there for a month or 2 months or whatever, because it's the other job you really want. Okay, so that's my advice. I hope that helps. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, I will call you back on Friday and let you know.
All right, cool. Thanks, see ya.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 412 area code. Hello, 412. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm retired right now, and I was thinking of trying to get into something part-time work just to, you know, help with a few extra dollars here and there. And I just wondered if you've seen anything in that area.
Okay, so what do you like to do, Jan?
I like to do creative work, like screenwriting, music, but it's competitive and it's slower, you know, pace. So I'm always going to be focused on that, because even when I worked full-time, I've done that on the side. And, you know, especially with the nonfiction, I had tons of articles and books published.
Right. Okay. Well, because what the cards are saying here is that if you can combine something that you have a natural talent for into a part-time position, I think that would be awesome. And you may want to see if there is a, you know, at your local paper, to see if there is somebody that needs a part-time editor.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is that, you know, you could, I think a lot of employers right now are welcoming people that are willing to work part-time because they don't have to pay them insurance.
Right. And I used to be a movie and theater and concert reviewer for newspapers, so I do have a background from before in that.
Wow. Well, I'd love it if you were an editor, but what I'd really love for you to do, it now that you've told me that, is I'd love for you to create a movie review blog. Jan Does Movies, or Jan's Movie Reviews, whatever it is. What you do is you create a blog, and then you sell advertising on your blog.
Huh. Yeah,
I know,
I'm kind of old school, so I don't know how to do that, but I will research it.
Well, and the cool thing about it is if you show up at a few networking lunches in your city, There are always people out there that can help you market yourself and maybe even help you get advertisers. But what you do right now is you see about, you ask somebody to help you set up a blog, which you can find out how to do that. There might even be some, there's an organization in Vegas, and I'm not sure if they're across the country, but it's called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. And these are all retired people that have been successful in business, and they actually counsel people and coach people with new businesses.
Okay,
so
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to school for screenwriting, so I'm sure a lot of people in that area, because I have my master's in journalism from this school, will be able to help me also. I went a long time
ago. Absolutely. But see, here's the thing. You have the credential for the movie reviews. And the cool thing about it is that when you start, when people start taking you seriously, they start putting comments on your reviews on your blog. The cool thing about it is it's just from your perspective.
Yeah.
So you're going and let's say you go see the, you know, I'm just going to use an old man, the second Magnificent Marigold Hotel, whatever that was. You could do it from the perspective of, okay, yeah, we know it's a sequel. But, you know, and then you actually state your opinion about it. So what would happen is that now your days get filled up by you going to matinees, actually screening a movie. And the cool thing about it is that after you have several movies reviewed, when you're interviewing at the newspaper, say, well, I'm just now starting a movie review blog, which, you know, I'd love to actually write for your newspaper. So you do editing, you know, part-time. You help out with editing part-time. But then what you do is you write your own movie blog page. And the cool thing about it is that they may print it in the newspaper for you, but then you have your blog page advertised at the bottom of the column.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So for more movie reviews, go to jandoesmovies.com.
Okay.
All right.
I like
so
that.
So you're gonna have to look at websites that can go along with your name, but the only thing that I want to tell you is that you have to be willing to work the politics at where you go. And that's the thing that you struggle with. Okay.
Definitely.
So just kind of throwing it out there that the only thing that I see you struggle with is that you know you're good at what you do, so you don't like the bull crap that goes along with politics and people trying to find their place in the sun all the time. So if you can just stay under the radar of the political stuff and just do your job, then you'll be fine. But I really want you to do something connected with writing that allows you, because you could actually sell advertising space on your movie blog. And the cool thing about it is some of the great places for advertisers would be restaurants that are near movie theaters.
Oh, definitely. I can even do restaurant reviews.
Yes, see, there you go. All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
So tell me what city you're in.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you have one of the best, I think in King of Prussia, it's got one of the best shopping malls ever. Isn't there like huge shopping mall there? Okay, so you could actually, Jan does PA. So it gives you, you could actually, if you set this up as a little business, you can deduct all the monies that you spend to eat meals and buy movie tickets from your business because it's part of how you do business.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you've just set up a business where mileage can be deducted if you go to the King of Prussia Mall specifically to review the movie theater itself.
Right.
Okay, because you could have, first you do the reviews of all the theaters that are in, you know, Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Hey. How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, and I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 360. Hello, 360. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori calling from Washington State.
Hi, Lori from Washington State. Thanks for tuning in. What's your question?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm wondering how this situation with my old boyfriend Dave is going to work out. He's on his last leg. He's got prostate cancer. And then he asked me if I would come down there and help him a couple days a week, and it's, you know, a big drive, and, you know, and his place is just a disaster area, and I got cats, I got plants, I got, you know, tons of work to do myself, and I'm just wondering how it's all going to, what I should do.
Okay, so there is going to be a real deep letting go of him on a lot of levels, all right? But let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the karmically correct thing to do is right here?
Help him out as much as I can, I guess. But
okay, because here's what I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you tell him that you can come down for a week, all right, and that you're going to get a friend to watch your cats and water your plants. You're gonna find someone to just kind of watch your house while you're away, all right. You're gonna say I can come for a week,
mm-hmm.
all right, and you give him the week that you're coming. And then when he says, well, what about coming down a couple days a week? Say, you know, I'm not sure I can commit to that, but I can commit to coming out and staying with you for a week. All right?
Okay.
And in that week, what you're going to do is you're going to help him purge his house. You're going to get one of those, you're going to have him order one of those big dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have him help you purge his house. You're going to have a big garage sale.
Okay.
You're going to help him get rid of things. You're going to help him let go of things. Okay?
Okay.
And that's the first part of the week. Is that you're doing this purging, all right?
Okay.
Actually, I think that you should go down on a Wednesday and leave on a Wednesday. So you go down on a Wednesday, right? You spend Thursday and Friday doing nothing but getting rid of things, purging, donating, just getting rid of, all right? And then Saturday's the big garage sale. Whatever doesn't sell goes to Goodwill, all right? Now,
okay.
It still means that he has furniture. I mean, it still means that, but I'm talking about getting rid of the crap, you know, all the plastic containers that might be in his cupboards that just shoved in there. So it's time to really just get rid of the crap, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the following Monday, after you have this big, you know, yard sale, mm-hmm. then you talk to him about, is he ready? Is he ready? Does he have everything lined up?
He's not at all prepared about anything.
Okay, but this is what you do, is you go and you say, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Do you? Because I'm going to help you research this so that you're ready. You may not be going anywhere for a while, but I'm going to help you do this so you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Part of what's going on here is I actually see that he's going to be with us longer than you expect.
Okay.
And what you say is, you just say, I'm coming for a week. So you may say that you're coming July 29th, and you're going to stay till August 5th or 6th.
Okay.
All right. And then you tell him that, you know, you can't commit to coming down a couple days a week. The drive is just too far.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to come down and stay with him for a week. Now, here's the thing. You may only need to do this once.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't treat him like he's an active boyfriend. You have to treat him like he's a friend that you're helping.
Right.
Okay? And that's the difference. You don't sleep with him when you're there. You sleep in another bedroom or on the couch.
Right.
Okay? But you literally... Or you get, I don't think you're going to need to get a motel because I think that would add up price-wise, money-wise. But
yeah.
I think that you could stay with him. And I also think that by researching things that are more of an alkaline diet with him, it will extend his life.
Okay.
All right. But here's the big thing I'm saying to you.
Okay.
The karmically correct thing to do when somebody has actually sort of swallowed their pride and asked you for help, is to help.
Right.
All right? So you say, okay, let's just start with I'll come down for a week. And say, this is what we're going to do while I'm there. And you're going to tell them everything you're going to do while you're there.
Okay.
And the thing is that there's a part of him that's going to really appreciate it, but the biggest thing you're going to do is you're going to not make him feel lonesome.
Okay.
He is so lonely and so desperate and so sad and so angry that he's really pissed off some people in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to go down with the idea that this is karma.
Mm-hmm.
You're going down to do a good deed. This is karma. Mm-hmm. And depending on what happens in the week, you decide whether you're going to come down for a week the next month or not.
Okay.
But what you're going to do is you're going to go down there and you're not going to go there and sit around and whine about his health. You're going to do things that are going to vibrationally make things better, and it starts with a big purge.
Right.
Okay. So that's my advice. And I believe it's the karmically correct thing to do.
Yes. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank
you. See you later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let me see. I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Claire.
Hi, Claire. What's your question?
Well, I'm in a jam at the moment. I have to move. My lease is up, and I thought I was going to get this one place, and now I'm not so sure, and housing is really hard to find here. It's very expensive, and I don't know if I'm going to end up with something in time.
Okay,
and what that might be.
you need to move by August 1st?
No, August, my move date is August 12th.
Well, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, you do find something. And that the thing that fell through, I think you dodged a bullet.
Okay.
I really do think that the thing that you thought you were going to move to, the place you were going to move to, the reason that fell through is I think you dodged a bullet.
Well, just to clarify, there were two places, and one place I thought I was moving to, and I did dodge a bullet. I canceled at the last second. I said, oh my gosh, this is horrible. What was I thinking? Then I tried to go back to the other place that I rejected, and now I tried to get that lease going again because they really wanted me, and now they're not so sure. They're thinking about it. And I don't
know
if I'm going to get that.
Okay, first of all, there will be a place for you to move by the time you need to move out. I'm just going to say that right from the top. There's a reason you had a doubt about both places, which is why you sort of changed, you weren't sure about the first place, you canceled that one, and then, both places are not the ideal fit for you, Claire, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. And that you shouldn't be unhappy about it. You should sort of be happy about it. So you still have three weeks to find a place, all right? So what I want you to consider is moving a little bit away from the side of town you're on and be a little bit more flexible with a new neighborhood.
Okay, so I have a daughter in the high school.
Okay, well,
we could do that if I get. We could do that if I get her a car.
Okay, but wait. Even if there's a little bit of transportation convenience to get her to school, for you to be in a better place altogether is the more important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your cards. It's time to take action. Stop beating yourself up for what shoulda, woulda, might have happened. All right. Let yourself be open to the idea that you're letting go of your old place, and that's totally okay. And then use the political environment around you to get what you want. Now, when I say that, it may be that you reach out to some friends of your kids, of your daughter's parents, and say, I'm looking to rent a place. Do you know of anyone that is looking to rent?
Okay.
Because it's saying use the political environment available to you to get what you want. So one of your daughter's parents might have a couple rental houses. And you could end up renting a little house for probably less than what you'd end up leasing an apartment for, because they know you and they like your daughter, they like you. And you could end up in a better situation than you expected, because that's what I'm getting in your card.
Okay.
And that you have you will have by your diligence, and you start looking online today, because this is usually when most people are posting for, you know, rentals available, right? You start looking today. I think you're going to have good news for me by next Sunday. That's how fast I think this is going to happen. So fear not, fret not. It's all going in the right direction. And even though you had thought that it was going to be slightly different than it's turned out to be, it's still going to be good for you.
Okay.
See what I mean? Don't be upset about the fact that those two other things sort of fell through. Again, I think you dodged a bullet.
I don't know. I mean, I don't...
Okay, wait. You can't dwell in what's not working for you.
Well, I'm not sure if the other place is going to turn us down or not. The second place, I mean, they might, but they're going to let me know by tonight.
All right. Well, then you'll know by tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop being so doom and gloom about this. If that one doesn't work out, you're going to find one that's perfect for you. If this one works out, then it's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop beating yourself up, girl. Just allow it. Don't make it happen. Let it happen. Okay,
yeah.
So if they say, well, we've had second thoughts, blah, 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 I say, okay, that's fine. I have another one in my crosshairs anyway, so that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm trying,
Okay, yeah, just know that you're totally being supported right now and you will land in the right place. Just say it that way to yourself. All right, girl, gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
All right, let me see. Got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, it's Vince.
Oh, hey, Vince. What's your question for me?
Well, in a three-week span, I got into a horrific car accident, and I lost my job, and then they raised our rent by $180. No way we can afford that. So I'm just wondering if we're moving to New York, if it's going to be better for me, if I'm going to be able to finally find a job that I can actually keep instead of continuing to get fired.
So Vince, you and I have talked before, and almost every time we visit, I tell you that there's this energy about you that sort of, and I'm just going to say it this way, you sort of have the Eeyore energy. Okay? You remember Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to be more like Piglet than be like Eeyore. Because the thing is that when people expect bad things to happen, that's exactly what happens. And you've had struggles with you've been calling my program for years, and you've had struggles with jobs ever since you've been calling my program. And it's because you go in with the idea that this one's not going to last either, and they're going to fire you.
Yeah,
and that's the energy you need to turn around. So having said that, I think New York is an excellent idea for you. And I also think that if there is a relative or a friend there that can pave the way for you to get the next job, I totally want you to do that. But you've got to concentrate on the idea that the universe is working for you, not against you. Okay? And these things that have happened to you, I'm sorry that they've happened to you, but I think it's partly because that your energy seems to expect the worst things instead of expecting the best things. So I literally want you to get a book, Winnie the Pooh, and I want you to read about Eeyore, and I want you to see how familiar that feels. And then I want you to read about Piglet, and I want you to feel how unfamiliar that feels. Because I'm telling you, people do not want to be around people that are depressing. And I'm going to say it this way. Your depression is nobody else's business. And that what I'm getting here for you is that the best thing you could have possibly done in any decision that you've made in any recent time is to move to New York. Because what I'm getting here is that finally you're going to allow the angels to guide you. Finally. You're going to allow that. And you're going to go from gratefulness. So instead of being depressed and mopey, you're going to go into gratefulness. Thank goodness the sequence of events have happened, so we are moving to New York. That's exactly how I want you to view that.
Okay.
Okay, because the thing is that I cannot change someone's basic makeup. The only thing I can do is tell you in a very direct way, because I only get a couple minutes with you here on the air, Vince. The only thing I do is tell you in a very direct way is that if I was given a choice between hiring a Piglet or an Eeyore, I'm going to always hire Piglet. Because Eeyores, they bring people down around them. They get injured on the job. They are troublemakers just by their energy. And see, you don't want to be around an Eeyore. You want to be around actually any other character in that book. But Piglet's the one I specifically want you to study about. Because Piglet is all about being right in the moment and being grateful for whatever happens. And that you need to tweak around what's gone on with you. The car accident, the losing the job, you know, the moving, all of that, the rent, all of that. You need to look at it as though the angels are guiding you to get the heck out of where you are. And that you need to look at this like it's a big blessing, not like the world is out to get you. Because, Vince, the world is not out to get you. The world is out to work for you. And as soon as you can actually digest that, everything starts to change. And it starts with you doing two things. In the morning, you wake up and go, thank you, God, for another day. Then you stand up. You face east, you open your arms wide above your head and say, Lord, I'm open to my blessings. And every nice thing that happens, you say thank you. Even if something doesn't feel like it's a nice thing, you say thank you. Because if all of the things hadn't lined up exactly the way they did for you in the last 3 weeks, you wouldn't be moving to New York. And it's the best thing that could happen to you right now.
Yeah.
All right, girl, gotta go. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thank you. I didn't think I was going to get on. I got cut off and I called back in.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm grateful. No, that's okay. I'm very grateful. My question is love. Sandra. I'm sorry. I'm from New
Sandra.
York.
Okay. What's your question?
My question is about a relationship. I'm not currently dating, and I'm kind of open to inviting love into my life.
Okay.
I guess I want to see what you see coming.
Okay. The best way to invite love in your life is not by being laser beamed focused on it.
Okay? No, I'm not.
You know how sometimes you look up at the night sky? Now, see, it's a big treat for us to see stars in Las Vegas because we got so much neon here. But if you drive about half an hour out of the city limits, you can actually start seeing stars. Well, maybe 45 minutes. You can see stars again. You know how sometimes when you're looking at the night sky, that out of your peripheral vision, you're more likely to see a star than if you look directly at it?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm actually asking you to do is find something that involves groups of people, both men and women, that you are actively learning something new that would make you more attractive and appealing to any new friends. Okay?
Oh, I like that idea.
Okay. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. Line dancing at one of the local country bars. Maybe public speaking through Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit. What's cool about Toastmasters is you meet some really interesting people, and most of them are professionals. But the neat thing about it is they're all there for one reason, and that's to tackle the idea of getting in front of a group of people. All right? I'm also seeing here that that you need to put to bed and rest the idea that love in the past has not been very fair to you.
Okay.
which means what I'm going to actually give you an exercise. I want you to write down the word love at the top of the sheet of paper.
Okay.
And I want you to write down under that word all of the things that you've done to fight love in your life.
To fight it?
Mm-hmm. Things that you've done that that have actually discouraged love from coming into your life. Now, I'll give you an example. This may not be totally pertaining to you, but you're incredibly picky. Because you have a very high standard of who you're going to let your heart open for. And what I'm actually asking you to do is let your heart open a little bit for more people. You don't have to let them hurt you. But by you being just imagining that your heart is a little bit more open to what isn't normally your type.
Now that's funny because I feel like I don't have any type. Like when I look at all my boyfriends, they all were different colors.
Okay, so at the top of the sheet of paper, I want you to write the word love. And then I want you to write, this is what I'm going to have you do specifically. You're going to write down why all of your past relationships didn't work and why you're not with them.
Okay.
All right, and then at the bottom of that sheet of paper, you're going to write, I release these past roadblocks to find the love I deserve. And then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple up, and you're going to burn it.
Sounds like a good plan. I'll even throw it in the ocean.
I want you to burn it. I just want you to burn it. Because what you're going to find is when you crumple that sheet of paper up and you burn it, it's going to take a little longer to burn than you think it will.
Okay.
But that's what you're going to do. Because you're going to go from... you're going to go from being sort of doubtful that love can happen to being totally open that it's about to. All right,
I like
my friend,
that
I got to go.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. See ya.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Laura.
Hey, Laura, what's your question?
I had an interview on Wednesday. And then Friday, I had a phone interview with an agency, and I'm going to do another Skype interview tomorrow with them.
How exciting.
Yeah, and this company that I would be doing the Skype interview with, the agency, if they like me, they'll fly me out to California for an in-person interview.
Yay.
And that job requires me to travel for them in the United States. To different hospitals.
I think
you
you'd
see
love
me getting that. Yeah, I think
okay.
I would too.
Okay, here's what your cards are saying. Be incredibly analytical about why you're going to be a perfect fit for this job. There's the more that you can show discipline, the more that you can show that you can save money for the company, the more that you realize that this job is actually a perfect fit for you. It's a perfect fit. I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I was just talking to the recruiter for the company on Friday, and I was really excited. And I couldn't understand. I didn't know why I was so excited, but I knew I was. So I figured there was a reason for it.
Do you know if you're? Do you know if one of the people you're interviewing, is it a panel interview? Is there going to be a lot of people, or just one on one?
I'm not sure they have to fly. I have to first get past the Skype interview with the agent and her manager, her boss at the agency, and then I guess they'll do. I don't know how they're going to do it. Bottom line is they'll fly me out to California if they want to meet me in person considering me.
Okay. Tell them that you are you take the job seriously, but you're really good at interacting with clients. You're really good at being able to explain complex situations or complex devices or whatever it is. But what I'm telling you here is that your cards all talk about this kind of a job is total. It's total karma for you. It's a great job for you. It allows you to follow your heart. It allows you to be treated as though you are an expert at something. It's going to pay you well. And then the last card talks about the more disciplined you are, the more that you are kind of like a machine. That you say to them, this is how I am when I deal with clients. I look for five meaningful interactions with a client with different clients per day. And when they say, "What do you mean by meaningful?" You say, "Well, it's one thing to make a phone call and get a voicemail. It's quite another thing to show up at a company and actually get to talk to the person who makes the decision. To me, that's a meaningful interaction." You define it as a meaningful interaction, right?
Okay.
So then you say that you follow up with a client that you met a couple weeks ago, and they actually answer the phone for you, and you're following up on something you're selling, and then they order, 100 of the widgets. That's a meaningful interaction. But if you come up with your own term that they may adopt as sort of a catchphrase around the company, that's part of how – do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you come – and I got that for you. So that's how you're going to phrase it. You're just going to say, it would be my goal to have five meaningful interactions with prospects and clients per day. And then they go, well, what do you mean by meaningful interactions? Then you can explain it. Because some salespeople only get one a day. But if your goal is five times that, oh, gosh, I have to go. Hey, good luck on the job. I'm really excited for you, so you call me back on Sunday and let me know.
Mona, one question. Do you think I'd move out to California, or could I stay where I'm at?
What your cards are saying is just about this interview tomorrow, and it's saying it's really good, but I'm literally right up against my clock. So thank you so much for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona is famous in Las Vegas as Mystic Mona. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. Mona is the author of the book Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss, and her services have been engaged at the finest Las Vegas casino resorts. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow the Mystic Mona on Twitter. Psychic View has been brought to you for your entertainment and consideration. Tune in each Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. 1-800-460-0461 or going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your afternoon with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.